of everything.
Right.
And so when they told me, hey, Nina, you know, we love the designs, but we don't know if this is sellable in our market, I got it. Mm-hmm. I understand what they're saying.
Sure.
And so then we took a different approach where we started working with their designers and said, okay, this is what I'm looking for. And this is how I want to design the space. Now you tell me, it has to be a collaboration. It's very much a collaboration that you guys tell me, what do you think? Do you think this can sell or do you not think? Or can we tweak this piece to make it a sellable piece? And that's kind of how the back and forth has happened now.
Are you ready to learn how to grow your interior design business? Welcome to the lounge, the Chase Lounge. So get comfortable, grab a glass of Cabernet, and let's talk the business of interior design. Now, here's your host, Nick May.
Well, welcome and thanks for joining me today in the lounge. I'm Nick Mayer, host, and today we're going to be talking about growing your interior design business. So whether you're in Chicago, Milan, or Destin, Florida, I know you want to do one thing. You want to grow your interior design business. And we're going to do just that by finding out how successful designers do that from around the world. Hey guys, we've got a great show today. I am super excited to have one of my best friends in the industry join me today, Nina Megan. And we're going to be talking about her exciting news of launching a furniture collection with Universal Furniture. But before we get over there, let me remind you, you can connect with me in a couple of different ways over at the Chaise Lounge Podcast.com. And then of course on social media, Instagram and Facebook at the Chaise Lounge. So as you know, right around the corner, we're all going to be heading to that favorite place in the industry, High Point Market in High Point, North Carolina. And of course, I'll be hanging out at Universal, but it's going to be a very special and exciting time this time because my friend Nina Megan is launching her very first ever furniture collection with my friends at Universal. And so one of the things we've been trying to do, and it's been a little bit difficult because Nina is so busy. I've done two interviews on this. I did one early on when she had already started to work on the collection, but things hadn't been finalized or finished up yet. This was before I could even mention anything about a furniture collection. And then we did another one just more recently. So today I've got actually two interviews with the same person. Never have I done this on a podcast before. And we've tried to edit them down so that there's not a lot of redundancy in talking about the same things, but trying to make sure that both of them have kind of unique content. And so what is said in the first one, if there's something that's been changed, then we have an update on the second one. So hang with this one. There's lots of really good nuggets. If you are interested in eventually someday having a furniture line, Nina kind of goes into what it was like working with Universal on this collaboration. So let's jump into my first interview that I think we did back in October. So right around about 5 months ago. And then the second interview we will jump into is what I just did recently and talked with her about a week ago. Well, joining me in the lounge, I've got Nina Megan. Hey, Nina.
Hey, Nick. How are you?
Good. I have to tell you what actually went through my mind just now when I said that. Do you remember the the first time I was interviewing you and you're like, wait a minute, that's not even my name.
What did you say?
I said it some other way. I don't know. Magan or something. Yeah.
You can call me
and you're like, you started laughing. You're like, you don't even know my name. But that's like a big fear because I say people's name wrong all the time and then they have to correct me and it's horrible. I hate that.
That's what everyone says. Nina Mejean.
Yeah.
Nina Magoon.
Yeah.
Nina. So it's fine. Don't worry. I'm used to
You're like, just call me Nina. I'm like Madonna. Just call me Nina.
I don't have such a unique name, but okay.
You have some exciting news and we want to share it with the world.
Yay. That doesn't sound good. Yay.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm a little overwhelmed right now. And but I do know.
I'm super excited.
I know you are. We've talked a lot about this. So what's the big news?
So the big news is I am doing a licensing agreement with Universal Furniture, and I'm so excited about it because they have truly come to appreciate this modern European aesthetic that I adore so much. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so excited that we will be creating a European modern line for Universal, mm-hmm. which is so different for High Point Market, and it's so different for them. And, you know, they have so graciously with open arms invited me to do this. And it's something that I'm very passionate and very excited about.
Well, we want to talk this story through. I know the fun thing is the story's not written yet. It's not complete. You've started the project, but you haven't finished the line. And so I'm going to call you every couple months or so, and we'll just do a check-in and see where you guys are at. But so at this point, how far into the process are you? Like, when did the conversation start? How did it start?
Sure. So the conversation started actually at one of your talks. So thank you so much for inviting me to the Passion Sex talk at High Point. I think it was your first time that you'd ever done that talk.
It was. That was a year ago. Yep.
It was a year ago. And last October, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had, you had about four very, very interesting people on that panel. And so, you know, after a couple of drinks, we had a great time.
We were drinking either champagne or Prosecco, I think, at that point in the day.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, it was great because it was a full house. And, you know, I had met Neil from Universal, I think maybe a year before, but I think this is the first time that he heard me speak. And it was at that point that the conversation started that, hey, Nina, since you're interested in this European aesthetic, would you perhaps be interested in doing something with Universal? And that's how the conversation started. And obviously from there, it's progressed dramatically till today. And now the actual furniture line is being launched in April Market of High Point, which I'm very excited about.
Market, we get to have some parties.
Yes, exactly.
You see where my mind always goes?
Yeah. To the Prosecco or the alcohol.
Right. Well, you and I have enjoyed many a beverage together, so on multiple continents.
Yeah. So fun. So I've had so much fun with you.
So they came to you and they said, we'd like to do this. And then what happens?
So then what happened was there was multiple conversations. Obviously, you know, we had to iron out a contract with them. But I think from both sides, I think there was a little bit of hesitation because, you know, I am more of this European luxury type of aesthetic. And so, you know, I didn't know if Universal would be my market. And I'm sure that they didn't know if I was the right fit for their market as well. But then somehow, you know, we both came to this agreement of bringing this European aesthetic, you know, that design style to it. But at the same time, you know, it is toned down a little bit for their market. And, you know, we came to this, I guess, common ground, which has developed pretty beautifully, actually. And so I'm very excited about it right now.
Well, I have to say, so this was the very first market that I just got back from where I saw a European aesthetic in multiple places. I think in the past, I would see it at one place as I traveled around.
Oh, in this market right now?
Yep, the one I just came back from. Yep.
From High Point.
So High Point, fall 2018. We were actually in a space, and this was Wednesday. So this was, market was almost over. And there's a space called Mill Collective. And I got connected through friends, actually, from friends that I actually had on Passion Sucks this time.
Okay.
And we did some collaboration on some stuff, and they're a little bit outside of, you know, normal market, and they have some really great furniture that I walked into the space and I thought, oh my gosh, this has a completely different feel. It's more like I'm in a European showroom. Very simple, very clean lines. More like, have you ever been to ICFF?
I have.
Yeah, so that's really, I was like, man, I've stumbled into a mini ICFF, but they were all companies that were manufacturing in the States.
I'm so excited to hear that because I feel like I've been pushing this for so long, and I am very, very happy to hear that that's what's happening here in the U.S. now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a different market. There was a lot of showrooms that were completely different. And I even feel like there was a big difference at the Universal showroom this time.
That's fantastic.
They launched some new furniture lines. The seasonal living is a little bit more outside, but their whole showroom feel was different for me.
you know, there Universal has come up with some very beautiful pieces. And, you know, I just recently actually, you know, I was at Design on a Dime in New York. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had a little Houston section that I had brought to Design on a Dime in New York because of Hurricane Harvey. And, you know, we wanted to participate in this. And there was four designers from Houston. And I happened to use a couple of Universal pieces that they so graciously donated to the cause. The way it was styled and everything, there wasn't a single person who thought that that was something from Universal. Many people asked me, where was the furniture from? Mm-hmm. And I had a console, I had a bench, I had a shelving system, all from Universal. And then I paired that with a Minotti sofa. So you can imagine how beautiful the space was, and I do have pictures of it, mm-hmm. but it blended in so seamlessly, which was fantastic for me to see and actually execute on.
Yeah. So once you guys got the contracts figured out, then it's okay, now we get to start playing with some designs, and that's probably the fun part, right?
Yep. So, you know, we were planning on coming up with the Nina Megan furniture collection maybe a couple of years back. And so I presented those designs first. And obviously, I think those were too cutting edge for them. I think it scared them a little bit. And so, you know, we had
floating
to pull
tables
it down.
And
yeah, you know, cut, you know, this beautiful cut marble and things like that. But, mm-hmm. you know, I think it was a little too cutting edge for them. And so we had to scale back a little bit mm-hmm. and come to some kind of common ground. So I actually visited High Point not too long ago, maybe about 3 or 4 months ago. And we had a brainstorming session with their designers and just kind of got the basic gist of what I would like to see in the design. I want curved things. I don't want everything so square. We love the tinted glass, the brass, the mixed metals, different mediums like that were discussed in that meeting, you know, just to come to some common understanding of what can be sold through Universal. Because again, they have to make sure that these furniture pieces are sold in their showrooms, otherwise this whole collaboration would be very unsuccessful.
Right.
And so I think that's one of the things that you have to look for when you're doing a licensing line is you have to be true to yourself, but at the same time, whatever you design has to be a sellable product in the market that you're trying to sell to.
Right.
And that's something that as designers, sometimes it is a struggle because we want to make sure that our voice is being heard, but then it has to be a sellable product. So, yes. You know, it's kind of like an artist. You know, are you an artist that actually sells? Or are you an artist who's so specific to their, you know, design aesthetic that they won't break from it?
Right.
And you have to have some adaptability.
And you want to have enough mass appeal that people are actually buying it.
Exactly. Because otherwise, this collaboration might be a flop.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Right. We want to sell thousands, if not millions, not...
Yes.
Not dozens of dollars, right?
Exactly. Because that's the only way it's successful. And remember, most licensing agreements, the designer gets a percentage off of what the sales are or their gross sales are. And so, you know, the goal of the designer should be to sell as much as possible because the more you sell, the more your name gets out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you present your first initial items and there's a feedback loop.
There was a feedback loop, and you know, I think we presented them about 20 pieces and 10 of them got rejected immediately.
How did that feel?
Because, you know, at first it was a little discouraging, but you know,
you're like, half my stuff you don't like.
I know, you know, it was discouraging at the beginning, but mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, I'm an economics and finance major.
Yep.
And so I understand the business of yep. everything.
Right.
And so when they told me, hey, Nina, you know, we love the designs, but we don't know if this is sellable in our market, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what they're saying.
Sure.
And so then we took a different approach where we started working with their designers and said, okay, this is what I'm looking for. And this is how I want to design the space. Now you tell me, it has to be a collaboration. It's very much a collaboration that you guys tell me, what do you think? Do you think this can sell or do you not think? Or can we tweak this piece?
Right.
To make it a sellable piece. And that's kind of how the back and forth has happened now.
Yeah. So now have you finalized all the number of pieces?
No, we have not.
Oh, you're still working through that.
We are. We're still working through that. And the pieces have actually grown. So originally it was about a, you know, 10 to 20 piece collection. Now it's going into a 30, 40 piece collection. And so there's a lot of pieces that are being developed right now. And I will be going to Shanghai in November which I'm extremely excited about to see the factory and, you know, really speak to the factory people who are actually making this furniture and discuss with them what are our options, what can be done, what can't be done. Is this sellable? Is this not sellable? You know, because they know the best. They're the ones who are mass producing this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great knowledge builder by going to this.
Well, we need to talk to Neil because I think you need podcast coverage when you're in Shanghai.
No, definitely. Definitely. Just to hear what's going on. I think I'm going to be so blown away by this process because the factory, from my understanding, is thousands of square feet. And yeah. So just to be in this type of atmosphere where all this furniture is being made, I think is a great experience for any designer.
Yeah. Once you guys land on the final pieces, and so now we're down to, you're trying to launch at next market. So that's the countdown, 6 months and counting.
Yes.
What are you hoping the timeline looks like from here? So you go to Shanghai early November.
Mm-hmm. So I go, I'm actually leaving on November 6th and I will be there for about 4 or 5 days. And then I come back. We're just kind of finalizing which are the pieces, which ones do they agree with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which ones are our final, say 30 or whatever the number is going to be.
Right.
Which are those final pieces and then tweak them. What needs to be tweaked?
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like the final hooray before the final pieces are actually produced. So we're going to go finalize the materials as well. What materials do we want to see on the stage? There's so much detail that goes into furniture design that I think even designing my own line, I didn't realize until I actually dove into it. You know, there's what is the, you know, how does it feel to sit in the piece? Is it comfortable? Is it not comfortable? What does your back feel like? Where do your arms go? Where are the seams of each piece going to be? What is the metal color? What is the bottom of the leg going to look like? Every curve on a sofa, is it comfortable to sit in? You know, what are the buttons on the back? What is the zipper color? You know, there's just so much detail that goes into making a furniture piece to perfect it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I really hope that once this process is over, I hope that I don't feel any regrets on any of the pieces saying, oops, I wish I could have done that or I should have done that. Or so I hope that we nail these pieces and that's a very successful line.
So what's been hard about the process of working with Universal? Like what are some surprises?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say surprises. They're actually a fantastic group of people. I have had no serious issues with them. I think from Jeff to Neil to, you know, their team that they work with, which is Dudley and Laura, they've been very adaptable to and very accepting of, you know, my comments and my feedback and things like that. I really can't say there's anything negative. I think the only thing is that me being a designer, I have this certain aesthetic that I'd like to fulfill. And that aesthetic is sometimes not necessarily fully understood, if that makes sense. And that's only because I'm dealing with a furniture company that designs something a little different than what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. And this is your first licensing arrangement with anybody, right?
It is. And I'm so very, very thankful to them for choosing me to do this wonderful line with them. Again, I'm very excited about it. I feel very blessed. I'm very thankful to them that they selected me. And, you know, the only thing I can do is make sure that this collaboration works. And, you know, the only way we're going to see this is if it sells.
How did you feel when they first asked you? Like, were you shocked? Were you like, of course it's me?
No, I mean, I'd love to think like that. But at first, when I had the first conversation with them, they had talked to me about, let's do a line to the trade only.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it was presented that, you know, we'll do a furniture line that will be sold only to other designers. And, you know, I said, okay, well, however you guys want to work it, because again, I'm very gracious for the opportunity anyways. And then somehow along the way, that got translated into a line for the general public, which was 10 times better than just selling to the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you know, I was a little bit shocked that, oops, you know, do these guys, you know, they want to do a furniture line with me, but are they going to adapt to my style of furniture or do they want me to design what they already have or in that aesthetic that they're used to,
mm-hmm.
you know? And surprisingly enough, they said, no, we want something different. We want this European modern style. And we talked about so many different companies that are selling this type of aesthetic now. Like, everybody seems to be going towards more of a modern aesthetic, which I'm very excited about. I saw it two markets ago, a little bit of it, and now I'm seeing it more and more, especially like even if you see Goop by Gwyneth Paltrow for CB2, I mean, that whole line that's come out is all modern. Mm-hmm. Is all this European influence design aesthetic. And, you know, in the US, I already feel like we're about 5 years behind. And I feel like finally we're catching up and people are accepting this new type of design aesthetic, which is wonderful. And I think Universal is ahead of the curve because, you know, what we're coming up with are such wonderful pieces that I think it's going to be surprising to a lot of people that, you know, Universal's come up with this line, first of all. And second of all, I think that there's going to be a lot of interest from all their different retailers.
Well, that's what we're hoping, right?
Yep. I'm hoping that, but, you know, I have a pretty good feeling about this.
Yeah. It's kind of like, as you're talking and describing this, I'm thinking about this in terms of almost like a book launch.
Yeah. You know what? I've thought about that, too.
You know, because they're like,
you're reading my mind.
Yeah. And you're going to have to go on like the tour.
I would love to have a book launch, but I just wish there was like three of me.
Yeah.
Someone could write a book. Someone could handle the clients and then, you know, all the marketing and the fun stuff.
But all the all the retailers around the country are going to want Nina to come out and do a little.
You know, I hope so, and I pray every day that this line is very successful, both for me and for Universal, because that would be a huge feat for me, at least, to see that my first licensing deal has done so well.
Is it a big deal if you guys could get it to show at Maison?
You know, so we've thought about that, too. So, you know, my PR company had brought it to our attention if we could do a little pop-up shop at Maison in January, and there is a possibility. I know that Neil is looking into it. And so if it does happen, to see a collection done with Universal of mine in Maison, even if it's just a pop-up shop, would be unbelievable.
That'd be ridiculous.
That would be such a big dream for me if that were to happen, because that means that people from all over the world are seeing these pieces.
Right.
That in itself is something very special. Mm-hmm. The exposure is extremely, I mean, it's invigorating for me to even think like that.
I'm wondering if we could do some publicity in New York.
I mean, I would love that, but we'd have to be in a, I don't know if it could be a showroom or a pop-up shop or one of the retailers that Universal sells to. I don't know. You know, it's definitely something to think about. And
what about
Neil
a fashion
so
week?
Good. I mean, that would be amazing.
Like, we need to get Neil on that fashion
I
week.
I know.
Because that's where, that's where it would fit.
Yeah, I think fashion, it just passed for this year, right? I think.
Don't they do two a year? I thought it was just like furniture stuff where they do it twice a year.
I need to like really sit with Neil and come up with a really good marketing plan for this. But I mean, I think right now everyone's so focused on getting the pieces done. Without the pieces, there's nothing to really do, right?
February and September.
Oh, so if it launched in April, it could be in September.
Yeah.
That'd be super cool. You know, I would love for that, something like that to happen. I just have to talk to Neil and see what he thinks about how to market this. And I don't know how much money they want to spend in the marketing either. So, I mean, that's another discussion I have to have with him. But I think right now the main focus is getting these pieces done. It's such a big opportunity for me,
huge.
Nick. But yeah, I'm very excited about it. And I think, you know, I'm hoping that this line does really, really well. I think that's my wish. I know they're spending a lot of money in this line as well. So I know that they want to make sure it's a success.
I heard somewhere somebody said typically when they do a line like this, that the investment is at least $1 million.
I'm sure when it's all said and done, I'm sure. And for them to be taking that kind of monetary chance on me is a very big deal for me. You know, and I just want to make sure that I deliver as best as I can. I mean, it's to a point where at 1 o'clock in the morning, if I see something that I like, I shoot it to all of them. You know? And then they'll say, yes, no, we like it, we don't like it. You know, just little ideas here and there. Or I'm sending them emails all the time. And they said, the more you send us, the better.
Right.
So, you know, I have a Pinterest board of old types of ideas as well that they have full access to that they've been looking at. And, you know, I think the main thing is I'm so appreciative that they are really trying to understand my mind, mm-hmm. which I think is so great because a lot of other companies, I'm not sure if they would have done that.
Right.
They're so invested in the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've heard horror stories from other designers that were working with major brands, and a lot of times it ends up being just throwing their name on something else that the company really did the design for.
Yeah. You know, I don't feel like that's happening necessarily. I think that they are very invested into really bringing and doing something that I like. Mm-hmm. So everything gets approved by me. Every time there's any line drawing of a piece of furniture, they're sending it over to me saying, what do you think? Mm-hmm. What needs to be changed? What material do you want? I mean, I've sent them two boxes of materials showing them that this is what I like.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that they're very much invested in me as I am in with them. And they've been a great company. Surprisingly, I didn't think that they would be this great, but they've been amazing to work with. And again, I'm very thankful for the opportunity and I hope that it's very successful.
Yeah. Well, when you get back from Shanghai, I'd like to talk to you again and see how that trip goes.
For sure. 100%. I mean, I will have so much to talk about after that trip that awesome. I'll be telling you everything that happened. So right. I'm very excited about it.
All right. Well, thanks, Nina, for giving me some time. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited to catch up with you. How are you?
I'm good. I know it's been so long.
Well, you have been so busy. It's just hard to catch you.
It's been a lot of travel.
Right? You've literally been globetrotting.
Yes, I have. And it's been pretty amazing, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're going to talk a little bit, I think, about Universal today. But before we go over there, you've had some exciting stuff happening right there in Houston lately, right?
Yeah. So we had it was a show house that we did with Modern Luxury Interiors, Texas Magazine. And they have never done a show house before. So we were selected to be the designer of the first ever Modern Luxury Interiors Texas show house, which was,
that's a mouthful.
You know, a huge, but it was a huge honor for us. And it was a big undertaking because it was an 11,000 square foot home in prime location in Houston, which is Memorial. It's probably one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in Houston. And, you know, such a big house, 11,000 square foot, so many bedrooms, and it was kind of like a haunted house, I'm not going to lie. So when we first went in there, I was definitely scared to walk into this house because it just had this eerie feeling to it. And so, you know, once we decided...
Was it like up on a hill and lots of overgrown trees
no,
and look like...
No.
No, nothing like that?
No, nothing like that. The architecture of the house was extremely intimidating. So when you walk up, it's like one of those houses that have pillars in front of it, the mm-hmm. columns, kind of like the White House. And then it had this big round window in the arch. So you would just think of this triangle on top of this massive house that mm-hmm. looks like the White House. And then you have this big circle in it where it's kind of, it was so old that, you know, when you have rain and the mud is kind of dripping down the front of the house. So it just had these streaks of dirt coming down the house. It just looked really eerie. So none of my, you know, there's no floor plan of the house, nothing. So some of my team members, I told them, I said, look, we don't have floor plans. I need you guys to go in and measure every room. And they were calling me from the house saying that, Nina, we can't stay in this house. This is too freaky. And I was like, open the doors. We're in a prime location. Nothing's going to happen to you. No ghost is going to come and get you in the daytime. So, you know, just, you know, that's the type of feeling. Like, and it's weird because I never really paid so much attention to the aura of a house or the energy of a house until I went into this one. Because it was so overbearing that I started reading about energy. One of the first things that we did was we called an expert in Vastu Shastra.
What?
Which is, I'm Indian. Yeah, I'm Indian.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, for us, the Indian feng shui is called Vastu Shastra. And he had his master's in Vastu Shastra. He's an expert. So we called him into the house and asked him, what do you think about this house? And he was like, this house has terrible energy. And he had an energy monitor. It's like the stick that he was testing the energy with. And he was like, the energy in this house is terrible. And we said, we know, we can feel it. And he said, if you do A, B, C, D, E, the energy of this house will change, but you have to see what your budget is. And so he wanted us to relocate a kitchen, to completely gut out the pool and change the location of the pool, because in Vastu Shastra, there's not 8 directions, there's 16 directions. And in every little quadrant, you can have water or fire or, you know, different types of things. And so he ended up taking the floor plan that we created, and he created this compass basically on the floor plan and told us that these are the things that you can do and these are the things that you can't do. And so we followed his advice to the T in the house. And we had the show house ended up being amazing. There was over 400 people in attendance. It was open the whole weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for a general public to walk in. All the money that we gained from the show house went to charity. I don't know how many sponsors were in this house. So many sponsors bought into the idea, and it just was a massive, massive success. And we took a very, very traditional house and turned it into a European modern style. So a lot of the original moldings were kept, but then we added in super modern kitchens from Eggersmann, you know, which is a super modern kitchen line from Germany. We added Minotti furniture in the house, B&B Italia furniture in the house. So it was just the end result was spectacular. And we wanted to show Texas that, hey, there's a different design style out there other than just beige. You can take a traditional house and make it more forward-thinking, which is kind of what my mantra is. And that's exactly what we did, and the feedback was incredible. Many, many of the sponsors in that house have already have like 5-6 clients. And the house was only like, what, 2 weeks ago? The show house was only 2 weeks ago, so it's been a huge success for us. And also for the Houston market.
Oh, that's great. So now when you walk through it, does it completely feel different?
It feels different. So actually, during my speech in the show house, I talked about, you know, the energy in the Vastu Shastra, because some people had questions on it. And I asked everybody, what do you feel like the energy is today? And there was nothing but clapping and cheering in that house, because it feels amazing.
Wow.
So now I'm a strong believer in Feng Shui and Vastu Shastra. And so, you know, I almost want to implement that in every house that we do, if it allows. I truly believe that there is truth to it now.
Wow. Well, we're always learning, right?
Yep.
Wow. Very cool. And so you had over 400 people come. And what was the charity that you guys raised money for?
So there's two charities, actually. It was Deck My Room and Dwell With Dignity. So Deck My Room is a charity that is all over the U.S. And it's a charity that's very close to my heart because I'm a board member now for Deck My Room. And what they do is any child that is in the hospital for a prolonged period of time, you know, more than 2 weeks for whatever reason, we go in and ask them, what are your favorite things? Barbie, ponies, what is it? And they let us know. They fill out a little piece of paper. We go shopping to Target and we go buy them comforters and decals for the walls and different things like that to make their hospital stay just a better experience for them. And it's proven that if the child is content in the hospital room, it actually promotes the healing process. And obviously, I'm a designer, so that was something that's very close to me. And, you know, my daughter was put in the hospital when she was 1.5 for febrile seizures. And so we had an experience at Texas Children's Hospital. And so just thinking about the idea when it was presented to me, it just made a lot of sense for me to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And so they were one of the charities of choice, and the other one was Dwell With Dignity. And so they help people with their houses and their stay and, you know, really getting people situated in their homes for furniture, homes, everything like that. And so they're actually new to Houston, and I wanted to kind of help them promote themselves. Mm-hmm. So they were the other charity.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yep.
So this was the first time you ever did a show house. Will you do another one?
This is not the first time I've ever done a show house.
Oh, just the first time you ever did one with modern luxury in Texas.
This is the first ever modern luxury interiors Texas show house.
Got it. Sorry.
Not the first Nina Megan show house.
Well, I know it's not
so
your
we were
first.
The designers.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So will there be more of these modern luxury interiors, Texas?
You know, I don't know if I want to do any more show house in the near future. It was a lot of work. We were on a very tight time schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes this very expensive undertaking.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, just think about having to get a house completely gutted and redesigned. So selection of all hard finishes, then coming in, selection of all soft finishes, and then planning a party all at the same time. It's a lot of work.
Did they have, like, volunteers?
No. Who is the volunteer? My office is the volunteer.
I did one. Like, I've only done one show house in my whole entire career, and it was for the Junior Symphony Guild here in Denver. But they had a whole team of people, like all of the volunteers for Junior Symphony Guild put this thing on. And so they were the organizers. They planned the parties. They organized the vendors and all the designers and all the industry partners
like
myself.
No, we did everything. Oh, I mean, goodness. Modern Luxury was there to help us with the promotions, obviously, because it was mm-hmm. their magazine.
Yeah.
So they definitely helped us with the promotions. And on the day of the events, they were the ones who were collecting the money, you know, welcoming guests into the house. And there was a big gobo that said Modern Luxury Interiors Texas Show House.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the legwork, a lot of it was done from the design firm. So in these type of show houses, we had to plan a lot of it. I mean, they also helped with a lot of auction items
mm-hmm.
for the actual event, which was very helpful because the auction items raise money for the charities.
Okay.
So, but I mean, it was still, it's a lot of work.
A lot of work.
So, yeah, I don't know if I'll do it in the near future. I think I'm done for right now.
So did you guys do the whole entire house though?
We did.
Oh, so that's a little bit different than the show house I was involved in. There was different designers in every room.
Yeah. Exactly. No, Contour Interior Design did the entire house.
Oh my gosh, that is a big undertaking. Oh my goodness.
Yes, sir. But I mean, the pictures are unbelievable. So I am so, so excited. You know, I have the low-res images right now, but we should be getting the high-res images pretty soon.
Yeah.
And then we can't share them until the spread comes out in Modern Luxury.
Right.
But I'm very excited.
Did you get all the furniture donated?
So the furniture is more like lending.
Got it.
So we went to the different showrooms that we work with,
mm-hmm.
and you know they gave us the opportunity to select what we wanted
mm-hmm.
because we do so much business with them. So we said, we need the show house stuff, and you guys are going to get promoted from it and things like that. And you know they were so kind to let me take what I wanted.
And then you had to give it back.
And I gave it back. Some of it is still there, but some people have already picked up their stuff. So.
Did you have any of the new Nina Megan collection in the house?
You know, I really, really wanted it.
I bet.
Collection is spectacular. But no, I did not because it was not ready. I tried my very best, but it was not ready.
You probably just missed it too, right?
It would have been fantastic to launch it in that show house.
It
but
would have been. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, we need an update. I guess it hasn't officially launched. Is that right?
No, they haven't. They will be launching. So the retailers in March,
mm-hmm.
which is pre-market, and then they have a, obviously, High Point Market, which will be in April.
Mm-hmm.
And so the actual launch will be done in April.
Okay. So this is a line that you were able to do with Universal Furniture, right?
Correct.
We've talked a little bit about on the front end. I think we talked several months ago back before you went through the whole entire process. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what was it like to do this? Like, was it a lot of work? Did it seem effortless? Because you make everything seem kind of effortless.
Nothing is effortless. That's all nonsense. So, you know, I think that the process was, it was a learning experience for me because I've never had my own furniture collection or a licensing deal with such a large company before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just kind of a learning process of how does designing the furniture happen? How do we make sure that the furniture collection is my vision, but something that can sell for Universal to make sure that they don't lose any clients? And obviously, everybody has one common goal, which is to make sure that the collection sells as much as possible. So it was a give and take on both sides, and it was a collaboration. I have to say that this collection was definitely a collaboration with Universal, a lot of going back and forth. And then, you know, there was one day that we were in our office and we had all very line drawings, very simple line drawings of every furniture piece. And, you know, we had to tweak every single piece. So we hung every single piece on the wall and just started writing. I don't like this. I like this. I don't like this. I like this. But overall, Universal has been a pleasure to work with. They really bought into my vision, which I really appreciated. And they gave me the opportunity to explore and really understand where my point of view is.
How many pieces total did you design?
A lot. And they rejected actually the first whole batch, which was a good 30 pieces. They said that it was too luxurious for them, which I did not understand initially. But after I got to speak to them a few times, I understood, because we have to hit their target market. And if we don't, then, you know, I can't design something that looks like something that Carpenter's Workshop would take, because Universal client isn't going to purchase that.
Mm-hmm.
I had to really hone into who is the client. And then, you know, the collection now is actually a 50-piece collection. It started with a 15, then 20, and now it's gone to 50 pieces. But every single piece, you know, I went to Shanghai, and when I was in the factory, it was quite impressive, actually, because I would change the legs on a sofa, and within 2 hours, the sofa would come back to me with different legs.
So they would just do it right there.
We're in the factory. So yeah. Any change I made, hey, I don't like this metal color. I think the metal color should be darker. 30 minutes later, which darker metal color do you like?
Oh, my gosh. So that's like a creative's dream.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty impressive. Anything I didn't like changed immediately. I completely walked in and scratched two sofas right away. And I was like, these are too, like, fluffy. We need to tighten everything. Like, this is not what the vision was at all.
Mm-hmm.
And took the sofas back the next day. Those were bigger, so the next day, the new sofas were sitting there for me. So their process is very immediate. They're very responsive. They're just such a pleasure to work with. I don't know how else to say it.
What was the hardest thing for you to do throughout this? Like, maybe a disappointment, or you just thought something would go a different way, or...
You know, nothing. I can't say. The only thing was I wish we could have added a little more luxury to the collection, but we couldn't because, again, we have to hit our target market.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what the whole slogan is for this line, is affordable luxury. It looks like a very high-end furniture collection. And when you see the price tags on it, you would never guess that that's what the price tag is. It's very European-inspired, very modern, but still very comfortable.
Well, that's everything that I think about when I think about your designs.
Yeah. Good. That's great. So, I mean, you know,
Well, maybe not the affordability part. I was just thinking it's just like way out of my price range.
No, but the thing is that this really depicts me. Like, I don't know if I could have designed something better than this one for the price point that we're getting it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When they started telling me what the prices of this furniture was, I was like, what? You know, that's crazy. And they were like, yeah, that's how much we're going to be charging. And I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I can do my whole house in this furniture.
You're like, tomorrow, like, you know, have it the house.
I've emptied out some rooms in my house because I want this furniture in there. I mean, the beds, wow. So, you know, and there's color. Universal doesn't do color. Like, there's color in this collection. And so it's going to be really cool. I'm really excited.
So did you create something for every room in the house?
Yes. So it's going to be displayed, and I even got to design the showroom. That's
going to
be in Universal.
Uh-huh.
So it's 6,000 square feet. And,
wow. You
know, I met with Janine, who's
Janine, so kind.
Know.
Oh, she's great.
You know her?
Uh-huh.
You know, I went with her in the showroom, not in the showroom. You know, we were going back and forth through email. But she actually came to Houston. So I explained to her the look and feel that I want. You know, I want it to feel very European. I want lots of plants in the spaces. I want herringbone flooring. I want molding on the walls and then mixed with this European style. And so, I mean, I think they were loving everything. And I know that Neil McKenzie also presented it to some of his retailers. And, you know, he sent me an email saying they're getting a very positive response. So fingers crossed that this line does well. For me, it's super beautiful.
Yeah. Well, we definitely
but
want designers to go check
like.
Out. Yeah, absolutely. Now, will it be up on the second or third floor?
It's on the, I believe it's the same floor as Modern is on.
Okay.
I think that's the second or third. I don't remember.
Yeah, most of the showrooms, so they have a little bit of showroom on the first floor, but then you go up and they've got two different levels, and I don't remember which is the modern, to be honest.
It's right beside modern, and there's like a little window, so you get a peekaboo effect. And then, you know, I wanted it very dramatic, so it's going to be a little darker, dimmer lighting, black walls. So it's going to be very cool.
Well, we'll have to do like a photo shoot or at least an interview in your collection when we're at in High Point.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Yeah, you for sure. You have to be in that photo shoot with me.
I know, right? I'm so excited. Yeah. I can't wait to see it. Are they going to put a couple pieces down on the first floor?
You know? I think so. I don't know how they're
doing
the
big,
marketing.
Like,
I know they're doing
bigger than life poster of Nina Megan and the new furniture in front of us. I know. It would be great. I would love that.
You know, I want to stay humble with the line. I'm very excited, and I'm just so thankful. I'm so appreciative to all the people involved in getting me here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, it's going to be amazing.
It is amazing. I can't believe it. It's been a long time coming. Obviously, I knew about this thing way earlier than most people, and I've had to be very tight-lipped about it. It's really hard, especially when I'm talking all the time, right?
I know, but it's going to be so cool. I hope, you know, there's a party on Monday night.
Yeah.
To launch the collection.
Mm-hmm.
So you better be there for sure.
Well, that's my home away from home when I'm in High Point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the cafeteria is pretty good too. The restaurant is pretty tasty, but
yeah. And the bar.
No, it's been great. And the bar.
The bar.
I'll probably be drunk most of the time, but
You're going to join me for Nick in the Lounge where we're going to have cocktails.
Yes. Yes, I am. Anything for you, I will be there. No problem.
I think I was trying to make it easy because we're doing it Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And I think I pitched it that you and I should do it on Monday right before the launch party because then I knew you were going to be there and you didn't have to run around all over the place.
Oh, right.
So we'll be there. We'll be back in the lounge. They have a new designer lounge this time on the first floor. As you go in, it's behind the desk and to the left. And they're kind of setting us up in kind of like a family room kind of area. A little bit different. In the past, we've done a morning breakfast show, and we decided that cocktails with Nick was a little bit more on brand for us since we always talk about beer, wine, or a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to have you join us.
No, for sure.
But more,
I think it's gonna be so much fun.
But I'm very excited to see the collection and see what you've done. And I know the team that supports you has been working very hard.
Yes, I hope so. I hope everything turns out. I hope the designers are very happy about the collection. I hope it gets spec'd out. You know, I hope everything goes very well.
Yeah. Well, very excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining me today. And we'll be talking a lot between now and then. And I know you've got some more travel to do.
Yes, a lot. Oh my gosh.
Are you ready?
I leave for Abu Dhabi. Dubai, actually, on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then from Dubai, I go to Abu Dhabi. Then I come back, and then immediately I go for pre-market.
Oh, wow.
So I'm home for a day. So my poor children, you know, I get stressed out when I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually might cancel my Milan trip, which was after the launch of the furniture collection, to go to Milan for Salone.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to cancel that this time. I think it's too much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it's okay. You can cancel some of those trips. I've started to do that this year. I was supposed to be in KBiz right now. And I'm staying home a little bit more this year.
Life has its way of slowing you down sometimes. So.
It does.
You know, and it's always for the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you're probably ready for a vacation.
You know, I just sent Neil actually an email saying, Neil, I need a vacation.
and you need to send me somewhere. Huh?
His response was, I am actually on vacation right now, so I'm ahead of you. And I'm like, thanks.
You're like, thanks a ton. That's not what I wanted to hear.
I haven't even responded to him because I'm so mad.
We're taking spring break in a couple weeks, so I'm going to Orlando.
Oh, good. So excellent.
We're doing very much the touristy thing. We've never done that with our kids. We always just go to a beach and kind of chill. And this time we're like, before you guys are off to college, we're going to go to Orlando.
Oh, good. That's awesome. I was just there in December for Christmas break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went to Disney World and then my son got the flu. So that was the end of it.
Oh, no. Was it at least warm?
It was warm. It was actually perfect weather.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it was, the weather was perfect. You'll enjoy. You'll have a really good time. Go enjoy. You need a break, too. Just relax.
Yep.
Work isn't everything.
That's
you
what
know?
We need. We need to get away, hang out with our family, and just kind of...
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what is most important. Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Nina. I'm excited to see it. I feel like I haven't... I want to see pictures, but I know that you guys aren't putting those out just yet.
I haven't even seen the final pictures. I've been asking for them.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't think they have them quite yet.
All right. Well, we'll definitely be seeing them in April. So everyone has to come join us at High Point at the Universal Nina Megan Collection Party on Monday at, I believe it's 6 o'clock, right? And we'll have all that stuff.
I'm excited to see everyone there.
Yeah. Very exciting. Thanks, Nina.
Thank you, Nick. Thanks so much.
So I have to say, I'm pretty excited about this, not only because I know Nina and we've gotten to know each other over the years. We went to Spain. If you guys listen to me, you know that she was on the very first trip that I went over to Spain with my friends at Porcelanosa on. So I had a little bit of play into this matchmaking that came between our sponsor Universal and Nina. So very excited for both parties, and I'm super excited to see the collection just in a couple of weeks. So with that, we are doing a launch party at Universal on Monday, April 8th, and I think it gets kicked off at 5 o'clock, but come early because I'll be doing Nick in the Lounge with Nina, and we'll do a little bit of Q&A. We'll be talking about this. I will actually be at the Universal Designer Lounge each afternoon at 4 o'clock with different designers, with different friends of mine. And so we used to do the breakfast show with Nick. Well, my team and I decided that that didn't really fit very well into the lifestyle of going to High Point, having to get up and do a show early each morning. So we decided having drinks with Nick in the afternoon sounded way more fun and way more plausible. And it's a little bit more on brand because I'm always asking beer, wine, or a cocktail. So we will have that question for everybody. And we will be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 4 o'clock in the Universal Designer Lounge. So please, please come join us for that taping. And I would be remiss if I didn't invite you to our Passion Sucks panel, which will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock. We have moved that one as well. So we used to do that one in the morning on Saturday. And what I kind of came to the realization was it was hard to pack a room the very first day of market in the morning. So I know that when you get to market, you're very excited to go and see things. So we've moved that to Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. So we've got a great list of designers that are going to be joining me all about how they've become successful and why it's not enough to be passionate about design to be successful. That's kind of the whole premise behind this panel that we do every time we go to High Point of Passion Sucks, It's All About the Money. It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek because it's a little bit more than just about the money, guys. I get it. But we know that everybody's not successful just because they're passionate about interior design. And so that's what we dive into. So all of this to say, come see Nina's new line at Universal and come see all the new stuff that Universal has for this market. And come see me because that's pretty much where I live when I'm at market. So that's all I've got for you guys today. I'm Nick Mayer, host, reminding you to keep dreaming big like Nina and keep designing a great design business. See ya.